In our first lesson from today, from the book of Habakkuk or Habakkuk, however you want to say it, I've heard it both ways, the Lord God responds to the oracle with, "The righteous live by faith. The righteous live by faith." What faith is, what it looks like, what it can do is this thematic thread that connects all three of our readings together today. In 2 Timothy, we hear the author who writes a history of faith that is passed on from one generation to another. Lois gives the faith to Eunice, Eunice gives it to Timothy, and Timothy gives it to the members of his church. And in our lesson today from Luke, Jesus says that his faith is only needed to be the size of a mustard seed for it to move the mulberry tree. We also hear in our gospel lesson a part of scripture that fits into a category that I call the spiritual club. Sometimes we come across scriptures on Sunday that historically or even presently are used inappropriately to keep people in a place of oppression or fear or injustice. And today's scripture lesson is actually a really good example of that. Where we hear about relationships between slaves and their master. And so people in history have used this as a pro-slavery text, but that is actually not at all what today's scripture lesson is getting at, and seeing it in the context of Luke's gospel and in the context of that time and place helps us see that this is truly, as the other readings show, a passage about faith. And that we are subject to the Lord God, and that that is what this is about, how we have obedience to God and how that is lived out, and how faith helps us live out the calling that God has given to us. And so it can be challenging when we see these texts, and because there isn't really a contemporary example of this. We could talk kind of about employees and employer relationships, but what Jesus is doing here is he's using the language of the people and systems that they would have understood. And so this was a society that had slaves and masters as a part of the culture. This isn't condoning that in any way. It's just acknowledging that this is a system that people would have understood. And he's using that to explain our relationship between God, but he's not saying like, yes, thumbs up to slavery. This is a great institution that we need to keep. It is saying that we have an obedience to God, and that's it. That it's a passage about faith and what it means to live a life of faith. And so then he also talks about this mustard seed, and that we only need to have faith the size of a mustard seed. And mustard seeds are something that come up a lot in the sayings of Jesus. So I do want to spend some time reflecting on that as well. Even today, we use mustard seeds. Many of us probably even have ground mustard or even mustard in our refrigerators, in the squeezable bottles. This is a condiment that's still used today. At the time, it was also used for medicinal qualities in addition to cooking. So not only was it used to add flavor and color to dishes and found in kitchens all over the world, it was also used medicinally for healing. The mustard seed grew up into a kind of a shrubby bush, and so it would provide shade for birds. And it was a very tenacious plant. Some would call it a weed, others used it for cultivation, but no matter if you see it as a weed or a cultivated crop, what is true about the mustard seed is that it thrives in harsh conditions, and it grows, and it does very well with what is given to it. And so we see that this is how Jesus is describing faith, as something that is tenacious, something that is healing, something that is life-giving, that gives flavor and color to life, and something that can thrive even in difficult circumstances. Now, why is Jesus using these two examples? And this is where I think we're at a bit of a disservice with our what's called our Revised Common Lectionary, with just giving us these just few verses. So we pick up with the apostles asking, increase our faith. But why are the apostles asking for increased faith? And it is just, Jesus has just told them that to live the life of the disciple, they need to forgive 70 times 70. So they hear that they need to forgive, and they're thinking that over, and they're like, oh, we need more faith to do this. Because they understand how difficult it is to sometimes live in a community and to be forgiving. And that's what drives us into this passage about the life of faith, is the challenges of living in a community and the challenges of truly entering into a place of forgiveness, which is, it is hard. It can feel impossible at times to forgive someone who has wronged us. But nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. One of my commentators writes about the community of faith. Kimberly Bracken Long writes that the community of faith that lives out this sort of faith is not afraid to ask questions or express doubts or show weakness, nor is it afraid to value mercy over fairness or to forgive another's failings, even when patience wears thin. In this economy of faith, faith is not stockpiled in storehouses for working of spiritual wonders, but is lived out as obedience to a just and loving God, trusting in the one in whom we are in relationship with. We relinquish any illusions of self-reliance, acknowledging that faith cannot be measured, only enacted. So it's not about the quantity of faith that we have, it's about the quality of faith that we have. Faith cannot be measured, it can only be enacted. Faith is a gift that is given to us by God, and it is a gift that we are meant to live out every day. We live out our faith in speaking truth to a friend or speaking truth to power, in forgiving ourselves or forgiving others. This is what God expects from us. This is where we get back to that servant-master relationship, that to do these things is what is expected of us as Christians. And it is a heavy ask. It's a heavy ask to live this out every day, to I don't know if you've ever had this moment in your life where you've done the right thing, right? You've maybe forgiven someone through a difficult conversation, or you've spoken that truth to power, and you really just want that pat on the back that said, you know, good job. And we don't always get that as Christians, and nor should we expect it. We do the right thing because it is what we are called to do, not because of some reward in the future that we want or some pat on the back, but because we want to be in relationship with God, and we want to be in relationship with others, and we understand honestly the challenges of that, but also the joys of that, and that is what the life of faith is. That is what the gift of faith is. God expects much from us, but God also promises much. God shows us that he came to not to serve, but to serve, and that God plants the seeds of the kingdom in us so that through faith it can grow and take root in us, spreading the good news throughout all creation, that God is here, that God is at work, and that we, through faith, are a part of that wonderful, healing, tenacious work of God. Amen.